Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris Ronji, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out.
St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Good morning, people. What's happening? It is The Chris and Amy Show, but it is not Amy. Today it is Brad Young. Sitting in for Amy Marks Kors, I'm Chris Ronji, with you until 12 o'clock, both of us. Then the Gas House Gang, it'll be Tom Ackerman and me talking sports from 12 until 1. We'll have baseball off-season discussion at 12:45. We got a lot to get to before that. The phone number is 314-436-7900 to call and text voice messages. You can leave those directly from the Odyssey app, or you can listen to the show live. It's super easy to do that. The podcasts are available later there as well if you want to listen to something you've missed. And you can look at Brad. And
no, nobody wants to
well,
do that.
Brad.
Nobody wants to do that.
I disagree. You're married, are you not?
I am.
Somebody must want to look at you.
Well, maybe 30 years ago, maybe.
Oh, I think you're perfectly fine.
Wow. Well, are you,
I think you're perfectly
don't ask me out. I'm already married.
Okay. Brad Young, you can look at him on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. We are on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
MoDOT still facing criticism over the failure to properly handle the roads, the highways on Monday. And we are going to talk more about that. Some legislation has been filed as a result of what happened Monday. Also, some Missouri lawmakers are hoping for legislation to restrain artificial intelligence. We're going to talk to Jeff Farnan, who's a state rep. He'll join us at 10 o'clock today. And how about the Billikens? Billikens basketball, the men's team, defeated Loyola Marymount, and they are now 7-1 on the season.
MoDOT had treated the roads over the weekend in advance of the storms, with residual treatment was still out there on Monday. Crews had been working to apply additional treatment when the storm rolled in early. So at that point on Monday, operations pivoted to snow removal and treatment midday.
So that is Michelle Fornaris, who we talked to yesterday. She is with the Missouri Department of Transportation and wanted to, you know, the department wanted Brad to clarify what happened on Monday, because at a press conference, it was basically said that they failed to pre-treat.
Yes.
That the weather service or the weather reports that they were getting were telling them that we were supposed to see some of this severe storm, snow weather later in the day. And it, in fact, showed up in the middle of the day, which they seemed to be caught off guard by. Now, as a result of everything that happened on that day, Republican State Senator Nick Schroer, who you are familiar with, announced yesterday he was going to file some legislation within the state to address what happened with MoDOT. And basically what they want to do is now have more oversight over that department, over what happened. Because you live out west, I think For you, you may not have had as much difficulty, but we do know that people in St. Charles, people in North County had a lot of difficulty getting around yesterday. Amy Marks-Kors, who was, I was out of town, and she had sent a text to our group, our show text,
right,
and she said it took her an hour and 36 minutes to get to Kirkwood from downtown from where we are. So, I mean, we're talking Tucker and Olive. It shouldn't take an hour and a half to get there.
No.
And so, granted, the storm was happening in that very moment, but the concern was that the roads had not been pre-treated. Michelle Forneris, though, said that they just had some residual treatment. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with this legislation, but we just saw a mayor not that long ago, about 10 months ago.
Yes.
Less than that, I guess.
Yeah.
10 months ago, face a storm that subsequently led to her losing her job as mayor.
Correct.
And whether or not that was everything, it was a big thing because people were really upset.
They were.
With the St. Louis City streets and the way they were not treated from the winter storm that happened earlier in the year. So usually when something like this happens, there are repercussions for it.
Right. But in this instance, though, Chris, I don't see that there's going to be political repercussions directly, because in the city, it's easy to hold the mayor responsible when things go bad.
You can vote.
You can vote. But with,
and unfortunately for her, the vote was just a couple of months later.
It was.
Yes.
It was. But now are voters 3 years from now going to hold Mike Kehoe responsible for failure to treat the roads? No, that's not going to happen. It's going to be too detached. But here's the greater issue. And I am in favor of some greater oversight here, because MoDOT said, in fact, their quote was, is this took us off guard. This caught us off guard, was the quote. But that's not the case. I mean, if you looked at the weather forecasts, we're all looking at basically the same pool of weather data. This was going to start earlier in the day. And there's, even if you thought that it was going to start later in the afternoon, you would still want to be pre-treating in the morning, regardless of whether it's going to be a late morning snowfall or an early afternoon snowfall. You would still be doing that pre-treating early. This caused enormous slowdowns everywhere across the state, even in St. Louis County. And really, there needs to be more accountability for this.
Well, we'll see what happens with this legislation, but there are two real pieces of legislation that have been introduced by Nick Schroer. One of them is to pass a joint resolution allowing voters to change a Missouri Supreme Court decision from a couple of years ago, limiting lawmakers' ability to control where the tax money goes once it's given to MoDOT. There is also another one to take away qualified immunity for MoDOT, opening up the department to lawsuits for anyone injured on roads with poor conditions. This is from the story in KSDK. And so, basically, it's about more oversight.
Well, you know, it is somewhat about more oversight, certainly on the first of those two bills. But the second bill that you talked about, Chris, in terms of opening up MoDOT for liability, I would be completely against that. Because to some extent, holding MoDOT responsible for automobile accidents means that you're holding them responsible not just for pre-treating, but for the effects of the storm. And then you would be inviting lots of litigation. Every time it snows and there's a car accident, there would be a lawsuit filed against MoDOT, whether it's valid or not. And then you're forcing MoDOT to have to defend all of those lawsuits when MoDOT didn't cause the snow, didn't cause the icy conditions. And so even if they're completely absence of all negligence, now they're going to be forced to have to pay out settlements because it's cheaper to settle a case than it is to take it to trial. I would be completely against that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It costs a lot of money, as you know, being an attorney. It costs a lot of money to defend a case, to try a case. And so that's the last thing the state wants to do is spend money on that. Now, the National Weather Service has also, in a story in Fox 2, they had talked a little bit more about that forecast on Monday, because originally it was supposed to be a later in the afternoon sort of hit, and it came a lot earlier than that. And they did clarify yesterday that the models, and that's how this works. I mean, meteorologists, they run computer models And they try to give the best guess as to what's going to happen, the best prediction as to what's going to happen. And the ones earlier in the day on Monday did suggest that the storm would start early. Now, maybe MoDOT was waiting until the 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever it was.
But why?
That's what I'm saying is, if you know it's coming at 3, why wouldn't you behave as if it's going to start at 11 a.m.
Right.
Just in case it does come early?
Because of the thousands of miles of roads in St. Louis County, you've got to start that process
right
earlier. So to me, to say, oh, we thought it was going to come at 3 instead of 10 a.m. is disingenuous, because you should be out there treating early in the morning because you have thousands of miles to cover.
Yeah.
And the difference of a few hours to me is just a disingenuous excuse for why they dropped the ball.
This is why you always pay attention to history, right? Because we just had recent
yes
history of a mayor losing an election
absolutely
because of untreated roads. You've had the mayor of Chicago back in the 70s who lost an election on the exact same thing, very
I remember
famously.
Remember that. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
and
yes.
See, you know about that.
I do.
And it's, I mean, that happened almost 50 years ago, I want to say. And you would think that people would learn the lesson. Learn the lesson, know your history.
Well, I had a mayor one
plow
time.
Plow the roads.
I had a mayor one time tell me that of all the issues, a mayor of the one of the largest cities in eastern Missouri told me, we were talking over a cup of coffee one morning, and he said, you know, the greatest thing that impacts my job isn't the budget, isn't the direction of the city, it's whether people get their trash picked up. And so this is one of those issues. It's a bread and butter issue, but it impacts us all, and it's important.
That's right. And I think that's probably the thing the mayor can take care of the most. Just make sure that the day-to-day stuff is done. Right?
Absolutely.
And right. Mayor Spencer, that's what she ran on. She ran on making sure the day-to-day is done, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, so far, it seems to be working pretty well.
And you noticed on Monday night, where was Kara Spencer? She was on TV Monday night
yeah
with a big warm coat out there
and
dealing with the issue, and
right
that's what people want to see.
And even if it's, look, performative or not, if it was genuine or performative, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't
People
matter.
Need to see it.
They need to see it.
People need to know
yep
that you're on top of it, or at
absolutely
least thinking about it. And your presence out there lets them know that it is the first thing that you're thinking about that day.
Right. If the mayor was in a speakeasy on her third cocktail, that would be a problem. She's out there in a coat, and people want to see that.
I got to tell you something. We have too many speakeasies now.
Do we?
Yeah. I mean, it was cool like 8 years ago, but...
If you have
Come
too
on,
many, you know, if you have too many, it loses its significance.
Right.
That's right.
The speakeasy is the place that nobody knows about, or people do know and they've heard of it, but they don't know where it is.
And if they're as common as Starbucks, it's not special.
That's exactly right.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, it's in the back of the laundromat? Yeah, I know. I know. Brad Young, Chris Ranji with you. We appreciate you visiting with us. Brad would like to get into some things today, and we're going to do that. I'd like to get his legal expertise because he is a lawyer. He is a blood-sucking lawyer.
Hey, hey, hey.
And so
I'm on good guys. You'll never see me on the side of a bus.
That's right.
No, not at all.
Actually, I think we should put together some sort of effort. I don't know if we want to do a GoFundMe. We need to think this through. But I want your face on a bus. Just one bus.
Said no one ever.
All right. Well, also, at 9:30, we're going to tell you how you need to heat your home, the best practices for it, so you could save yourself a little bit of money and pain. And at 10:30, we'll talk to Andrew Egger, White House correspondent with The Bulwark. A lot coming up today on The Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Scott Bakula. Congratulations, KMOX, on an amazing 100 years. And thanks for always being a voice we could count on.
Scott Bakula.
Yeah, Captain wow. Archer from Star Trek Enterprise.
Oh, forget that. What about Quantum Leap?
Quantum Leap. Oh, Quantum Leap. What a great show.
My God, I love that show.
I love that show. I even liked the reboot. And I was so, my wife was predicting when we watched the reboot that at the end of the first season that they would bring back Scott Bakula, because it wasn't technically a reboot. It was a sequel, because they mentioned Scott Bakula's character, but then the show got canceled and they never got to do that.
So I was, I didn't watch it. I was a little nervous too, because I got really disappointed. And maybe this isn't why. I don't remember the exact timeline. I can't remember if Quantum Leap, the reboot, came before the Night Court reboot. But all I can tell you is the Night Court reboot was so bad. those were two of my favorite shows when I was a kid, watching Night Court and Quantum Leap. Loved them both.
Right.
The reboot for Night Court, awful.
Well, the reboot for Quantum Leap was excellent.
That's awesome to hear, because
it captured the spirit of the show. They would transport him into historical situations.
Oh.
It was excellent. And of course, because it was excellent,
They got rid of it. It's probably too expensive to produce.
Well,
That's what happened to remember Deadwood?
Oh,
the show.
Yeah. Oh.
What an awesome show.
Incredibly good.
It was too expensive
yes,
to
it
shoot.
Was. It was. And this is the same here.
Well, so what, man? Give us good entertainment, won't you? Also, give us a budget that's not short. So tell us about this, Brad Young, because St. Louis County, they met yesterday, last night, in fact, as they've got to put together a budget for 2026. And it looks like there might be the possibility of bankruptcy within a couple of years.
Well, that's what the staffer is saying. It's a legislative staffer. His name is Chris Howard. He's the county's county council's budget coordinator. He testified at a hearing just last week that the county is facing bankruptcy within 2 years unless substantial changes are made. Now, I looked over the budget. I looked over the numbers. It looks like right now St. Louis County is facing about an $80 million budget shortfall for the 2026 budget year. So they're debating how to do that. Here's what I think is the worst of all ideas. Sam Page has recommended that the county just use the Rams settlement money to bridge the gap and to fill the hole. But the problem with that is that this Rams settlement money is, to some extent, transformative money. just like it could be for the city.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be.
You get a windfall like this. That's like winning the lottery and then just going out and buying a series of Corvettes and wrecking them, okay? You want to use that money, invest that money, and use it over a long-term period because you're not going to get a windfall like that ever again. But instead, Sam Page is recommending, let's just use $60 million of the Rams money and just to plug the budget hole. That's really a cover for irresponsible government, and I hope that the St. Louis County Council does not follow that recommendation.
Yeah, it's the same thing here in the city, as you mentioned. I know Amy and I have talked about this for the last couple of years on this show, that whatever the money is used for, I don't agree with the idea of using it for things like salaries.
Of course.
Because it is not a... There's no return on that.
None.
Yes, for the people who are working, it's good because we want to pay them. We want to pay them appropriately. But it is to me, all of this money that came in was an opportunity for St. Louis and for the county to make improvements that are long lasting. So put the money into something, infrastructure, that has long lasting.
Exactly.
Benefit for everybody in the city. And it's not we're going to cover this person's salary for 2026 or 100 people, we're going to pay their salary. Well, when you've paid that salary and it's gone, it's gone. And so it does not do anything long term for the city or the county.
My recommendation at the time when the Rams settlement money came in for both the city and the county was this: invest the money in municipal bonds. They're safe. They're backed, they're guaranteed, and you could generate between 10 and $15 million every year, and then you could have a revolving door of what to use that money for. If you have a budget gap and you need to fill it, then you can fill it with that $10 million. You haven't wasted the principal, and then next year you could use that $10 million for roads or for improving infrastructure or improving police services or whatever it is you want to do. You would have that interest money without touching the principal. But bureaucrats instead are trying to squander, both in the city and in the county, squander a once in a generation windfall. And to me, it's so disappointing.
When you have so many people who are involved in the spending, it's very difficult to get anybody to agree or to get enough people to agree on where the money is supposed to go. Because, again, it's too many cooks in the kitchen,
yes.
I think, in this case. And so I don't have a whole lot of confidence that I do believe that in the city there are going to be some good things done with the money, right? I think that's going to happen. But it does concern me that, for example, we've got the those ARPA funds that have to be spent.
Correct.
And if we don't spend them, we're going to lose them.
Yep.
And there is a deadline for that. We had the mayor in here on that. And a lot of that was allocated before she got here, so it's not like, you know, it's easy for her to come in and make sure all of that money is spent. It's a massive undertaking, and the fact that some of that money we might end up losing, it's discouraging. So then I'm also discouraged that the Ram settlement money, that a good chunk of it will go to waste. You know, that to me is the concern. And I don't think it matters if Republicans are in charge or Democrats are in charge.
It's
a matter of bureaucracy.
Correct.
Over everything else.
It's a bureaucratic issue. And I just hope that cooler minds prevail in the county, that this money will not be squandered and the county government can learn to live within its budget. Listen, you have to live within your budget. So do I. So does Matt Pajeski. And St. Louis County should do the same thing and not squander the money on Billy Bob Teeth, essentially.
Brad Young, Chris Ranji, today on the Chris and Amy Show. Brad is in for Amy. We're with you until 12 o'clock. When we come back, we are going to talk to service manager for Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing. It's Mark Porter. He's going to tell you how you can properly heat your home, save a little bit of money in the process, the most efficient ways to do it. We'll talk to Mark when we come back. Again, Brad Young, Chris Ranji on the show today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you didn't hear my fine weather report from AccuWeather, it's 29 degrees right now. It feels like 31. That's the real feel. That's what they call it.
Well, you know, it's so cold outside that lawyers have their hands in their own pockets.
Wow, see? Blood-sucking lawyer. That's what I told
no,
you.
No. I just know every lawyer joke ever told. I know every single one of them.
How much truth is there to that one?
Zero.
Okay. That is Brad Young in for Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. We have joining us today in studio, service manager for Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing. It's a mouthful, but we love them. And we've been doing 100 acts of kindness all year long, thanks to Jerry Kelly. So, you know, we're asking you to do, it could be something big, a large gesture. It could be something small, like holding a door, making a donation in this time of need, donating a coat, donating food. Mm. All kinds of great stuff and that you can do. And Mark Porter is with us now. And the reason we wanted to bring you in, Mark, first of all, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
We know that at this point, when it's 29 degrees, depending on where you are and the kind of setup you have, it can be very difficult to keep your home warm and it can be very expensive to do that. So we just wanted to have you in today to talk us through some of the best practices.
Yeah, so the weather is constantly changing in Missouri, right?
Yep.
With it being so cold, I think one of the best things that people can do is just keep that thermostat level, keep it comfortable inside your home.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, because people believe, and we had your colleague Jeff in the summer talking about how to keep it cold, and when the heating costs and cooling costs were rising, and no fault of Jerry Kelly or any of the HVAC companies, it's tough to do that. And we were talking about consistency of that thermostat. And a lot of people think that when you leave the house, if you're not going to be home, well, you know, in the winter, let it cool down a little bit. No big deal. I'm not home. When I get home, I'll turn it back up. Not a good idea, right?
Right. Yeah. So most modern HVAC systems are kind of like a car. The hardest part of that is that starting and stopping again. So just allowing it to kind of stay level and keep that even temperature throughout the home is better on the system and it's better for you.
Well, other than the thermostat issue, Mark, what is one of the other most common mistakes that homeowners make when it comes to just heating our homes in the winter?
Yeah. Change the filter. Once a month, I always recommend filter. Even if you've got a bigger one, go out and check it. Make sure that airflow is good and everything is functioning the right way.
I've done this, and I know that everybody's done this. I've gone and I look at the filter and I go, it's not that dirty. I'll stick it back in and save $8. and I'll throw it back in there. You're saying we should be changing it regularly, regardless of how it looks?
Absolutely. I think that it's better just to get the most airflow throughout the system as possible. Mm-hmm. All these systems will break down if there's a ton of dirt and debris that comes in. So it's better just to stay up on the filter change and know that you're ahead of it.
So you're saying once a month?
Once a month, yeah. Most people have one inch filters, so that's typically 1 month is when we want to see those changed. If you have some of the bigger media filters or an electronic air cleaner, you can push it a little bit farther. But once a month on the 1 inch for sure.
I'm not speaking for myself here, but somebody might be listening saying, okay, great. Where's the filter?
So if you go down and you look right next to that furnace, it'll be on the left or right side of the front of the furnace.
Okay. And it's easy to remove. Just pull it right out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking to Mark Porter. He is the service manager for Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning. And Mark, when I was in college, I had an apartment that the rent included the utilities. So in the winter, I kept it about 85 degrees in there in the winter. In the summer, I had it so cold that you could hang meat in there, okay?
Right.
But I was in college. So in reality is, what temperature do you recommend that people should keep their thermostat on in the wintertime?
So really, that's going to depend on where you're comfortable. So your furnace should operate at whatever temperature you set it to. So it's just based on your own comfort inside your own home. I've seen a lot of people stick anywhere between 70, 72. Me at my house, we like it a little bit cooler, so we keep it a little bit lower, but totally up to you.
What do you keep it at?
We keep our house at like 68.
68?
Yeah.
So that's funny because I'm at 66 in my place right now.
I'm at 67. How funny is that?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah,
right on.
I don't mind the cool. Like, no. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. You can always bundle up, you know.
So what's the difference? And maybe it's difficult for you to estimate, but, you know, the difference in keeping the thermostat at 72 or 5 degrees cooler, just 5 degrees.
It just depends on where you're comfortable at. So
I'm saying in terms of cost or maybe not cost, but the strain that you're putting on the system.
There's really the strain itself is going to come from if you leave and you have, you know, we've got to cover a 10 degree gap where it's got to heat up again. But I can't imagine there would be much of a cost between 68 or 72.
What about programmable smart thermostats? I put one on my home a few years ago. It's fun. I can adjust it with my phone. I can do that. But are those more inherently more efficient than an analog, or do you see benefits or detriments of having a smart thermostat?
So the benefit to something like a Wi-Fi thermostat would be if you're out and about, you're going to be gone for a month on vacation, right? You don't want to run that bill up because you're not going to be there. But most people get away with just having a normal one. I always recommend having the Wi-Fi one just because it's nice to have that ability and control it from your phone.
Okay, so let me ask you about that. Being on vacation or being away from the house, that's the one exception to turning the thermostat down, right? To not working it so hard. How long do you need to be gone in order for that to make sense, first of all? And I guess, secondly, what do you want to keep it at?
So not to give you the cop-out answer, but it kind of just depends on your home. Some people will keep it at a cool 60 degrees to try and save some money while they're gone or something like that. But it all just depends on where you want it to be.
What about for freezing pipes?
Freezing
pipes. You want to make sure that doesn't happen, right? So there is a very bottom you want to go.
Yeah.
I've always heard like 50 degrees or something like that.
Yeah. I most thermostats won't even let you pull the heat down that cold anyway. So there should be a bottom limit in the thermostat where you try to press the button and it won't go down any further. So the actual number, again, there's so many factors that go into it. Is the basement finished? Is it not finished? How good is the home at retaining the heat that's inside of it? I would recommend if you're going to be gone for a month or so, keep it about 60, 65. You should be fine there.
One of the things that always frustrates homeowners is trying to figure out when is the time to replace an HVAC. So from your perspective, Mark, and again, we're talking to Mark Porter, service manager for Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning. What are some of the indicators here in the wintertime that maybe it's time to get the HVAC replaced?
Yeah, so age can be a major factor, right? So with the modern advancements in HVAC. There's a refrigerant change that's happening this year, which is more the AC side of things, but it's affecting the furnace as well. You know, typically you want to take what the cost of the repairs or cleanings that you're going to need, and then you want to add that against how old the unit is and kind of weigh that option and figure out what's best for you and your family at that time.
I got a couple of questions coming into the text line, and they want to get your expertise on this. One of them is, what MERV rating do you suggest for filters? I don't know what any of that means.
So the MERV rating is how restrictive the filter is. So airflow is going to be the most important thing throughout the system. So we can always pull pieces out and clean them separately. But if we put a really restrictive filter in and it causes the blower motor to overheat, it's not quite as good. So the thinner the filter, the better. We'd rather clean out a blower motor than have to replace one.
And also, this one says, hold on a second, we lost it. The arrow on the filter points to the furnace, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what this.
I know what that is.
I have to admit, I have never changed a filter in an HVAC unit.
Sounds
ever.
Like you need a tune-up.
Yeah, you want to come to the house? Yeah.
Jerry
yeah.
Kelly can stop
I'm
by.
I'm a little nervous about this, quite honestly.
No, you'll be fine.
Okay. We don't know that. And another one wants to know, does the heat even turn on at 68 degrees?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mine does. I'm at 66, and I could hear it turn on every now and then.
No, it will run. It gets real cold in Missouri, so it'll run.
And one of the things that I've always heard is that if you want to save money, and I don't believe this, but I'm asking you, you're the expert. I've always heard that if you want to save money, you can really turn down your thermostat and then run space heaters in the rooms where you are. Isn't that a bad idea?
Yeah, the cost, it depends on your system, but I would never recommend running a space heater if you have some kind of heating system in your home. They are
ever for any reason
emergencies, right? Or maybe if you have one little nook like an office or something where you're a little bit more cold-blooded and want that extra heat, but space heaters will not keep up, and your electric bill will soar.
So what if you do have because there's a difference between gas heat or, you know, electric. Is there a difference in how those operate or how effective they are?
Not necessarily the effectiveness, but how they operate for sure. Traditionally on an air handler, you have electric heat strips, or typically that's paired with a heat pump. And then a gas furnace, you just have a, you know, it's a little flame box down there, right? So just
do you, if a person is, you know, building a home or moving into one and they have the option of going with electric or gas, what would you recommend?
My personal recommendation is always going to be going gas. I think that just in my experience, the time that I've been doing this, they seem to heat the home a little bit better. Not that electric and heat pumps can't heat the home, but gas furnaces just seem to be the go.
We're talking to Mark Porter, service manager for Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning. And Mark, I learned this only recently. I used to be in that category of people that would shut the vents off in rooms that I wasn't using, or if I wasn't going to be in the basement for a while, I'd go and I'd close all the vents, thinking in my head, well, I don't need the HVAC down there because I'm not using it, and it's going to improve the heating and air conditioning in the rooms where I am going to be living in. And then my HVAC guy said, no, you shouldn't do that because it interrupts the flow of the air through the entire home. Is that right?
That's right. So same concept with having a thinner filter. It's better to have airflow everywhere. If we start closing off airflow, you're going to create what's called static pressure. It's going to be too high on that unit and could cause issues later on. So yeah, definitely keep all the vents open, or as many vents as you can.
Any other tips that you want to give people that they can do around the house that isn't necessarily about the HVAC itself?
Well, I keep vents uncovered. I know that's still tied to the HVAC, but make sure you don't have a rug or anything stacked on top of them. Allow everything to breathe the right way. And not necessarily not tied to the HVAC system itself, but just make sure you have tune-ups twice a year.
Oh, a tune-up twice a year.
Yeah. Every 6 months.
Jerry Kelly handles that.
We sure do.
Oh, man.
Clean and
I
check.
I trust you guys.
And plumbing and electrical.
And electrical and plumbing.
Yep.
That's
clean
right.
And clean and check, I think. Isn't that what that's called?
That is
clean and check?
Correct.
There you go.
Mark Porter, service manager for Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing. We appreciate you coming in. Thank you for all the information and for educating me, because I don't know anything. No, I know where the thermostat is. I know how to turn it up, turn it down. That's it.
No, thanks for having me, guys.
You're the best. That is Mark Porter with us. Take everything he said, write it down so that you don't screw up at your house.
You can replay the podcast on your Odyssey app if you want to get these recommendations again.
That's right. That's right. If you think you've missed something or you think you maybe didn't hear it quite right, go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. Brad Young, Chris Ronji, it's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Brad Young sitting in for Amy today, and on the
digital... Well, just Amy.
Just Amy.
I mean, I'm here.
Well, of course you are. I didn't say I'm sitting in for Chris and Amy.
But if we were both out, would you just be sitting in for Amy or for me?
I'd be for both of you.
Okay.
It's a team effort.
That's right. We are a
You're
team.
You're a team.
Around here.
You're yes. a team. Yeah. I'm part of the team.
Thank you.
So I love this on Did You See This? Because there was a story. It takes place over the last couple of years, but it just broke last week about three nuns in Austria that they got kicked out of the nunnery because they were posting on social media. And they have on these three nuns are all in their 80s, and they've got almost 150,000 followers on Instagram. And the convent, the organization that runs the nunnery, kicked them out because they wouldn't get off of social media.
Well, what were they posting?
Just about life being a nun. They were nothing wrong or scandalous.
Yeah, wasn't okay.
Right? But here's what's amazing is that after they were kicked out, the nuns got a friend to help them, and they picked the locks and they broke back into the nunnery. Now, this is a movie here of nuns breaking back into a nunnery because they didn't like living in the home where they were sent. And I thought, you know, these nuns, the CIA should hire these nuns. You know, you could send them into some country. Nobody would suspect that a nun, and they could break in and steal sensitive information. I mean, these nuns are rocking it.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Is it a crime?
You know,
is that considered a crime?
That's a great question. I would say under U.S. law, I'm not up on Austrian law. Okay, I will admit that. Under U.S. law, it would be a crime because they don't own the property and their ability to possess the property was terminated. So I would say it's B&E. So now you've got breaking and entering nuns, B&E nuns, trying to get back in. I guess maybe they were trying to break the habit. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, that was a bad pun. That was a bad pun.
Brad.
Dad joke. But still, these nuns are rocking it. And so now the nunnery place is saying, you can stay, but we want you off of social media. So that's the ongoing issue about whether the nuns stay or go.
So they weren't doing anything wrong. They were just posting about day-to-day life.
About life being a nun.
They weren't posting, like, sexy nun photos?
It wasn't nuns gone wild.
No.
Okay, it wasn't that.
Okay.
It was very tame, very nice, nothing wrong, nothing scandalous, but they didn't like the social media presence.
Oh, grow up. What's the big deal? Let them have they're in their 80s.
I think these nuns need their own TV show.
Well, I would say that maybe the Catholic Church could use some of the marketing.
Oh yeah,
because if they're popular, you know,
it's good,
right?
It's good for everybody.
All right, how about this? This is from Sora News 24. This is a Japanese news service. A Japanese town is suing a resident for being a jerk.
Wow. Talk about litigation explosion.
All right. Okay. The town of Mihama in the Aichi Prefecture has a problem in the form of a single man in his 60s who will not leave them alone. Back in 2020, he contacted the town hall regarding a matter which they had no authority over. When they informed him of that, he began verbally abusing them nonstop for the next 5 years.
Wow.
So what exactly the man wanted is not completely clear, but piecing it together from various reports, he wanted subsidies from the town to improve the earthquake resistance of structures on his property. However, they have no authority over that, and the town has decided to sue him as a result. So they drafted a resolution allowing itself to sue people for excessive complaints. Mahamas started drawing up a lawsuit for 4 million yen, which is about $25,000 U.S., an amount based on the estimated employee's salaries wasted due to his disruption of work. So because he's been such a jerk and continues to reach out to them, they are arguing that he is costing them work time.
Wow.
And because of that, they're suing him.
But can you imagine if we could sue people in the United States just for being a jerk? It would be a lawyer's full employment act, I'm telling you.
I would never get sued once.
Well, you'd be sued daily.
That's not nice. Why would you say something like that?
Oh, because I'm teasing.
Yeah, I love you. Brad Young, Chris Ranji. We've got another couple hours to go on the show. Then it is the Gas House Gang with Tom Ackerman and me. We'll talk about the Cardinals offseason and more. I'm sure Tom's going to want to talk about Indiana football. He's going to a big game this weekend, I've heard. Also, when we come back, state representative in Missouri's 1st District, Jeff Farnan, will join the show because Missouri is looking to curb dangerous artificial intelligence in some way. We'll talk to Representative Farnan about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.